Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me sing? Let me sing. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Final check-in on the Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're dreaming of another chip, you can make her feel like a world champion every day with a custom diamond ring from Mark's Jewelers. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Should Kevin Petula be coaching for his job on Sunday? 84.1% say yes. So I said there was a big return in Philadelphia sports tonight.
Yeah.
And that is the return of one Kelly Oubre.
Oh. Wow.
Big news. Kelly Oubre, probable tonight. Actually, Trendon Watford, also probable tonight, wow, who hasn't played in a while. And Embiid, also probable for tonight. So against the Wizards, I think they're 12.5 points favorites or something. The Wizards played a little better of late, but Sixers need to demolish the Wizards tonight after that disgrace on
Monday. Yeah, you got to bounce back after Monday.
It'll be interesting, not to get too Sixers-y on players nobody cares about. It will be interesting to see who gets affected by the Oubre minutes and the Watford minutes. I think McCain will be affected by it,
mm-hmm,
and I think Jabari Walker will probably be affected.
Jabari Walker. What about the power forward guy that starts? Dennis Rodman.
Barlow. No, I think Barlow will play.
Will cut into his minutes a little bit?
Could, Bona? A little bit. Could cut into Bona as well. Because you can have Barlow play minutes Bona played, you know. And we haven't seen Nick Nurse has sort of been back and forth between Bona and other backup center. Why can't I remember his name?
Drummond.
Yeah. So we just haven't seen Drummond. So it might just continue to be. But they've also had well, here's something you could see tonight is they've done these things where they have a Barlow playing center. And you could do that if you have Watford in there at four. You could have Watford, Bona, Paul George.
Feels like Oubre's missed a month and a half.
Yes.
I forget the last time Oubre played.
Yeah. And he was great so far this year.
Yeah.
So very excited to have his handsome face back on the court tonight. 215-592-9494. Damon in East Norton. You're on WIP. What's up, Damon?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon. I'm part of that 15% that wants to keep Kevin Petullo.
Oh, okay. Well, you're a Commanders fan, you idiot.
I think he's done a great job raising up in Philadelphia. Yeah. The playbook made out of crayons.
Well, look, man, you got a lot to worry about this year.
You worry about your own squad.
I really liked having Chesty Damon last year, but that it really is RG4. I kept calling him RG4. He's RG4. He can't. Jaden Daniels can't stay on the field.
We don't need him on the field. Y'all got beat by JJ. Like, we beat your ass last week. The 49ers gonna beat y'all this week.
Come on.
God, I love him.
Oh, you can't be serious.
Y'all have, and the reason is karma. And I blame Howie. I really do. Howie is holding the only exciting white guy I got on the team. He's holding him hostage. Like, can you free Sam Howe, please?
Why, you want him back?
I'll take him back. I mean, he's better than Jalen. He got a better arm than Jalen. I mean, last time that Jalen played against the 49ers, he got his head bust. Like, everybody's going to Pound Town. Just like, is Pound Town still a thing?
We haven't been pounding anybody.
We haven't been
pounding
anybody this year.
Defensive Pound Town.
All right, well, the 49ers are going to take you out of Pound Town. Everybody going to be in a blueprint, having abortions and all that. All right, so do me a favor. What? I got this one last thing. Yeah. Pam Anderson, Tommy Lee Jones.
That was a 90s moment. Pam Anderson, do you ever see it?
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure. There's a second.
That was the first of the sex tapes, right?
Yes. There was a second Pam Anderson one.
I don't know.
Brett Michaels of Poison, lead singer of Poison.
I don't think I saw that one.
Yeah, that one was not as widely. Now, you remember, it leaked. I think Tommy Lee and Pam Anderson maybe sued whoever leaked it, and then released it themselves, I believe, and made money.
As one does.
Yeah.
Well, that's where they got their idea to do it.
Yes. Kim.
Oh, yeah.
Ray J. It was from Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee.
Yeah, that
turned into a career.
Yeah. Worked out pretty well for one of those two.
One of them.
Yeah, I remember that.
It's been that type of show today.
Yes.
Of course.
So this is, per Albert Breer, the question, thanks to BLG, Brandon Lee Gouton, who found this. Someone asked Albert Breer, what names have you heard in the mix for the Cowboys defensive coordinator job? Who do you think is most likely to get that job? And the answer, Mike, I think they kicked the tires on Brian Flores and maybe Matt Patricia.
Wow, Patricia.
So Brian Flores, whatever, you know, of course, would not be a bad hire. But Matt Patricia, where's he now? Is he, he's got to be coaching somewhere.
Ohio State?
Yes.
Okay.
That's where he was at.
Oh.
Ohio State.
Yeah. Corey's guy.
Yeah, Matt Patricia, what a fall off!
Yeah,
Bill didn't even take him to North Carolina with him.
No, Mike Lombardi ranks higher than Matt Patricia does on the
Bill Belichick on the
Belichick power rankings.
Yeah,
Matt, I would be fine with the Cowboys. The Cowboys gave up.
How are they getting Brian Flores? I mean, is he going to leave Minnesota?
Yeah, I don't think so. Well, I mean, for a head coaching job,
but he's not. It would be a defensive coordinator.
I'm with you.
I know.
I'm aware.
Can they even? Are you allowed to laterally move?
Well, they would have to give him something.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Or unless he and Minnesota sort of mutually decide.
Yeah, sure. That they don't want him, but that would be.
That would be silly.
Yeah, that would be silly. Yeah, Matt Patricia. Now, Matt Patricia here, can't really blame him. That is on, that, like.
Yeah, that was Howie.
Yeah.
Howie wanted him.
Yeah, that wasn't his fault. Yeah.
Well, and the whole way he came in, just it.
Well, when it was falling apart.
Yeah. Well. I don't know if you were here. Was Spike here yet?
No.
Remember, they didn't even announce him.
Well, they put him. Remember, they put him on the website,
and then they
took it off, and then they had the press conference. Yeah, it was weird.
It was weird.
They tried to sneak him in.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. No one will notice. Matt Patricia's on the sideline.
Well, he was. I think he was up in the.
He didn't have an official position.
Oh, right. And then they made him DC.
He was like a defensive consultant or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was not a good idea.
Matt Patricia's the pencil guy, right?
Yeah, he's got
the pencil. Yeah.
Brian Flores probably wants a head coaching job.
Yeah, he'll get
Vegas.
One this cycle.
Vegas?
He'll get one this cycle.
Is that where it was, Vegas?
Well, there's a rumor. I don't even know where I read it. I'm sorry. It might be totally made up. But there was a if you look at the Raiders announcing when they fired
Pete Carroll.
It was something like they're going to work closely, and they mentioned Tom Brady, that Tom Brady would be involved.
Yep.
So there was a rumor that
perhaps Brady could go with Flores as head coach and Brian Daboll as offensive coordinator. So that was the rumor. And look, if I know I'm the only person who cares about this, but if Tom Brady is deciding who's going to be the head coach and the offensive coordinator for the Raiders, he should not be a color commentator on Fox.
Yeah, I don't care.
But he's in production meetings and he's talking about other players. Think about it this way. If he talks really good about a player on your team, he could be using that to get that player to want to come to his team. Owners are not allowed to talk about other players that way.
Yeah.
You know, like it's just
I'm okay with the Brady rule. I'm okay with it.
Well, now Troy Aikman has been sought out as a consultant for the Dolphins.
Oh, for the Dolphins, yeah. for their GM hiring. Right?
Is it for the GM? Yeah, because did they say he's coming back?
I think so.
Okay.
Well, he's not fired yet.
They have not said whether he's coming back.
Doug got fired a week later.
That's true. And Harbaugh got fired a little bit later.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
You don't know because the depending on who the GM is, he may want to bring in his
a
own
different
coach.
Head coach.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're basically mailing in the next year. Mike McDaniel might be a good head coach, but GM's going to eventually want to hire his
own
coach.
Guy.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Justin in Tennessee, you're on WIP. What's up, feller?
What's happening, fellas? How's it going today?
Just Stone. What's up, brother?
Man, I tell you what. This daggone show, it started off on flat dab on fire today with Bam's call.
Yes.
I'm telling you right now, when I tell you I was a hee-hawing, I was a dime. And then talking about the, what was it, how was it he called the aloe vera?
Yeah, aloe vera.
You reckon they got, I ain't trying to be mean, but you reckon they got that stuff in Braille and he misread it or something? Like he drug his thumb the wrong way or something?
We love
I
them.
Don't know. I'm just,
he misread it. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how it works, but I'm telling you right now. And then Chuck, thinking that a Flyers game's like a Klan meeting. he don't want to go to a hockey game.
Yeah, Chuck acts like he's going to walk in the Xfinity Mobile Arena for a Flyers game, and the record's going to scratch, and all the white people in their Flyers shoes is going to go, whoa!
It's going to be like that scene in Animal House when they walk into the juke joint.
Yep. I know exactly what you're talking about.
You got all the dudes standing there, and they just looking at him. And Chuck thinks there's going to be about 20,000 people just looking at him like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, it's and then Yoshi, that go, man, Yoshi just going off
again.
My thing before I get too far off track. Yes, I do believe Petullo should be coaching for his job because this offense has been atrocious all year long. I mean, absolutely ridiculous. But then, like y'all also said, they was putting stuff out there like it ain't the coaching.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, what is it then? I mean, the dagger. I know Cam and Landon have been banged up all year. And like I said, I still don't understand how Cam got the starting Pro Bowl center nod. But he is coming off a back injury, man. I know a lot of folks that ain't athletes at what back injuries does to them. And I know one guy that is an athlete and what a back injury done to him. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, backs are tricky, man. It's insane.
Well, Spike could tell you.
Spike sucks.
Said he's had a lot of back issues as well. My dad. But we ain't asked, you know, Ike said he could tell you, but I ain't no athlete. You know, I just get up and go to work every day. But backs is tricky.
When professional athletes end up having back problems, I don't even know how they ever play again. That is how tricky a back is. Because a back, once you start having back stuff, it's not, forget about playing football or basketball or baseball. Mm-hmm. You could bend over and pick up a pen. And hurt yourself.
Hurt yourself.
Like you could, exactly. You know, yeah. Like it's the fact that Cam Jurgens is playing with the after back surgery is insane to me. Yeah.
And like we said, Landon he tweaked his knee. He had to have that knee scoped during training camp, and he never missed anything as far as I know. Like he missed some practice.
Well, came back earlier than anybody expected him to.
Exactly. I mean, he was out there the week they were doing the inter-squad practice with the Browns bringing beer to the guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that was the day after he had the surgery done. But, man, did I hear y'all say something about maybe an afternoon show Flyers game? Y'all
You're not allowed. You're going to ruin the season. Stay in Tennessee.
Come on, man. Could you imagine me up there at a Flyers game? They got the biggest redneck out there, and I'm going to have to start calling in on at 3:30 on Fridays to help y'all out with this 3:30 country. I mean, Broad's done well, but he ain't got that twang down like me. I mean, y'all was even saying I had that twang on 5:30 Creed back this summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and Jack's got his fake-ass Chester County twang.
Dude, I can do a good one, too.
Me and Jack, man, we're country brothers, man. We text one another songs all the time.
Oh,
so I'm trying to help him out with this stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway, that band call, man, that's, I know it's early, but hello, that could be call of the year. I mean, we're
yeah.
7 days into the year, but damn, that was awesome.
Yeah, we've already started collecting for the best of show for 26, and that call is already cut. Yeah,
like I said, I don't like making fun of people, but there was a video out there of this kid who was blind that wanted to play football. And they got video of him chasing after the quarterback, and he's running around. And I could just imagine when Bam was talking, that's what Bam was doing, just running around in circles with somebody
yeah.
shooting guns.
Shots
yeah.
fired.
Shots fired. He bumping into walls and everything.
Yeah.
I don't know which way he's going.
Yeah.
If you're blind, I guess best thing to do just be hit the deck, man. Pray, just drop. You know, stop, drop, and roll or something. I don't know. But
seriously.
I'm telling y'all, man, that was awesome. But I do wonder who told him how aloe vera was pronounced, because it I don't know what he called it, but it ain't what he called it. But I'm going to let y'all go, man. It's been an awesome show today. I love y'all. I mean.
All right, Justin.
Love you, Justin.
By the way, Brian Flores' contract is up. That is why.
There you go.
That.
So yeah. Then he can be the DC then.
Yes, he can.
Yes.
Just in breaking news. ESPN tonight, special guest is Jimmy Kempski.
Yes.
Kempski's in?
On Go Birds Evenings.
The first two-time guest on ESPN, I
yeah.
believe.
Yeah.
So the Kempski.
Does Kempski challenge ESP?
I would think they're buddies, I think.
Yeah. Right. But it's a little chummy.
Yeah.
Now, Kempski almost had a run at the Eagles Insider of the Year. He's had a good amount of scoops this year.
Yes, yeah, he had a couple. We should have put him in the odds. That's on me. What was the Kempski thing I remembered? Oh, that was a Josh thing. Yeah, forget about it. A whole other thing.
Stick
yeah.
figures. Kempski does.
Oh, yeah.
Figures,
well, I know right? Kempski yeah. is, but there was. I'll not for air.
Okay.
215-592-9494. Stephen Abington, you're on WIP. What's up, Steve?
Hey, what's up, boys?
What's up, Steve?
What's up, Steve?
Hey, well, first I was calling and give you my 90s point first. I brought up Jerry Garcia, the passing of Jerry Garcia. I mean, I'm 38, but I was young. But my dad and all took me down there, tied eyes on down the art museum, Lake Kansas, long steps.
Okay.
Yeah. I went to one Grateful Dead show. Not my thing, but Jerry Garcia dying was a big one for sure.
Yeah, that I mean, Spike. That's what I like. Pearl Jam is one of my favorite bands. So like, every time you bring it up, I always bring up Pearl Jam for myself. I've seen him close out the Spectrum. But I was actually calling in for the Birds. First thing is, boys, I really think we're getting a big dose of the D this weekend. I just have a feeling.
It's called a big dose of D.
There you go.
Yep. I know. That's why I feel it's coming this week. I feel like this week.
All right.
The defense is precarious.
Yeah.
But I know. I had to say it.
It's all good.
Yep. Had to come out.
We encourage it.
Yeah.
You're still going. You're still dropping jewels.
Yeah, it's kind of funny to hear a person say big dose of D instead of just the clip. But yeah, I got it. What's the barking one? Oh, how was the D?
What'd you think of the D?
There we go. Okay, now we're all there. Yeah,
but no, I mean, I really believe like Petula. It's got to be something's got to show. Somebody's got to give. And I agree with like about where they worked to Jalen Strange, and we can see that now. But I was watching like the Panthers last week, and I noticed, feeling watching that Panthers game, I get it was raining, and I know the Bucs aren't there great, but I almost felt like I was watching the Eagles offense out there when the Panthers were playing. I'm not even a Panthers fan. That's how bad it was. I just couldn't understand. Like, all they were doing is like they were working to his strengths. Quick outs, no real deep balls. They couldn't get their running game established. That's what it felt like. I feel like when we get it all together, we look like we looked last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
that starts with the running game.
Yeah, I don't even if the Eagles get through the NFC and win the Super Bowl, I don't think it's ever going to look on offense like it looked last year. The offensive line doesn't have it in them. Now, do they have enough? The question is, do they have enough? That's why Ike and I were talking yesterday about like this year on some level, if they were to win the Super Bowl, would be more impressive than last year.
Yeah.
Because they would have figured out something that, like, they were gifted is the wrong word, but that running performance last year was just like a once in a lifetime thing that they got to ride. This year, with all the ups and the downs and the nonsense, and I don't know if they'd be the worst offense ever in terms of points per game to ever win the Super Bowl.
They're not worse than the 2015 Broncos. They can't be.
I don't know.
And I think
the Ravens.
Now, where are we at now with points per game?
22?
22 something?
Because the Chiefs won it with 22 something.
Okay.
That all one year, the year they beat San Francisco.
Okay, they were at 22
something. It was 22 something, yeah.
Okay. All right, Steve.
But, hey, boys, I just want to say thank you. You guys enjoy the rest of your night.
All right, brother. Thank you for the call.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Great call by Corey today. Alamade Manure is the most ridiculous name I've ever heard of. Dick bag.
That was a good one from Corey.
That was a good one.
Corey was fighting hedging. He was fighting hedging on the call. He. You know what it is? I don't think it's that he doesn't want to hedge. I don't think he wants to agree with me. I think that's what
it is. I can see that.
Because he said, well, you know, I could see it either way.
It is.
But really, Petullo, his job should be on the line.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to agree.
That was one that it was hard for him to argue against.
Yes.
But he doesn't want to agree with you.
He doesn't want to agree with me. I'm so offended. Especially from Corey, a guy whose back I've had, even though I've yelled at him a couple of times. What's next?
Today, I play for Bam and Upper Darby. Ricky Pearsall heading into the link Sunday.
That's not right.
The joke there
is
that Ricky Pearsall was shot last year, and Bam was, what did he say, grazed?
Grazed.
Yeah. Ricky was actually shot.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't grazed.
We're trying to find the second shooter in the Bam situation.
I still can't believe Ricky Pearsall came back in the same year.
Yeah?
Yes. Single bullet theory in the Bam. The Bam thing. Oliver Stone is working on a movie right now. Called Kevin Costner.
That was a good line. Yeah.
What's next?
There's nothing like New Year's Eve fireworks. Bam, before the bullet came down.
Okay. All right. That's, see, now there's another one.
Yep. I know it is.
We've hit the limit.
I don't think there's another
okay,
one.
Okay. What's next?
Boy, why does Rube sound so out of breath? Daryl in Center City.
That's a good one.
You know, I was thinking more about the Rube thing, about him potentially just being out of breath. It is more disconcerting if he was just out of breath. It would sound better if he was just sleeping with the last one.
Right.
Not the, if he's it was breathing heavy, it was the.
Yeah.
That was the one.
Yes.
That was the one that you better have been sleeping. It's defendable to be sleeping. You didn't know you were going to be on the air.
He's at work.
Well, but They weren't
he was also
on
probably just on the air.
Was the game boring?
Wow.
It was so horrible.
Yeah, the game was boring for all of us. What's next?
Jay-Z is not on Mount Rushmore, and it's not even a debate. Baldy, still listening in Daytona.
Yeah, it's at least a conversation.
It's a conversation. Yeah, come on.
I think he's there. He has to be there. Oh, y'all talking about Purdy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Baldy. I wonder, Baldy just dismissed that.
Yeah, well, listen, hurts Purdy, whatever. Shanahan Sirianni is 100% a conversation.
It has to be.
Yeah,
it has to be. The guy's been to two Super Bowls, and he was a play away from winning the second one.
I agree.
It's like, come on. All right.
Can you imagine Shanahan with our offense?
Yes. And that quarterback.
I was waiting on somebody to say it. That's
and that quarterback. I mean, yeah. Whatever. All right. What's next?
Whoa. What the f***? Joe Santaliquido in South Jersey.
Joe didn't ask for this. Did not ask for that.
It's always a bit when he's on Insider of the Year, and it turned into that.
Yeah. We're just trying to have fun. We love Joe. We didn't know Keisha was going to call him out for being too short.
We didn't know y'all had boxing classes together.
Yeah. That he was pursuing her. That is Keisha. No, supposedly.
Yes, that's her side of the story, yes. Yeah.
And it must be crushing. If it were true, I don't know if it's true, but it must be crushing to hear if you were just 1 inch taller.
Because it's really not that big of a deal.
Yeah. Like if you were TK rather than Santaliquido. There it is. You get what you wanted.
Who's taller, Santaliquido or Mosh?
Santaliquido, I think.
I don't know.
I mean, TK and Mosh is pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
That's a basketball.
I didn't realize TK was short as he is. Evidently.
You thought he was 5'9".
Remember, I thought he was 5'10"? Yeah. 5'9"?
Yeah. Well, you can see why his team won 3 games when he was the middle linebacker.
Oh, come on. What's next?
Hey, Zach Berman. Shorten up the Twitter. I don't have time to read your long tweets. Spike, scouting on YouTube, watching random pressers, and going to movies alone.
The movies alone is a low blow. That's my recreational time. What's next?
Didn't I have it that the Birds would play all their home games at the Link? Ike really reaching for Insider of the Year credit.
Text line.
I'm on there. I got
25,000.
Plus 25,000.
I put 10 shekels on it.
There you go.
One of these times, because I maintain Ike could win it if he wanted to. You know, he's got to do the show. He can't be an insider. Maybe he doesn't get as much information if he's an insider.
Yeah. I don't want to be an insider.
No.
The last thing I want to look up and see is something is attributed to me.
Yeah, source. And we look up on, First Take or whatever, and there's your tweet up there. Breaking.
I'd be horrified.
Yeah, breaking. Oh, Jack and I, you'd have to hold us back from starting that show. Okay. ESPN is next. Go Birds Evenings. Elliott Shore Parks with special guest Jimmy Kemsky as the first playoff edition of ESPN. Hopefully we have 5 of them. That is coming up next. We will talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. We love you for it. Remember, deodorant is a thief of joy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.